Why are users concerned about China and TikTok? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Xiaomin Li, eminent scholar and professor of international business and chair of the Department of Management at Old Dominion University, takes a look.
In the debate over TikTok's future in the U.S., much attention has been given to whether ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, is under the influence of the Chinese government and whether data stored outside of China can protect American users. However, this discussion overlooks the unique relationship between the Chinese state and private enterprises. The goal of the Chinese Communist Party is to achieve communism globally. This necessitates dictatorial control within China before extending its influence. As a result, the party owns the state, the people, and the firms. The boundary between state and society does not exist. People and the businesses must support the party's goals, such as assisting the party in intelligence collection. Disobeying the party has severe consequences. Recently, an official warned a resident who disobeyed the party's order that not only he, but also three generations of his descendants would be adversely affected. The essence of the issue with TikTok lies not in the location of its data storage or the presence of party members on ByteDance's board, but in the reality that the party owns China. As long as ByteDance owns TikTok, it will support the party's goals, not just for business survival, but also for the safety of its staff and their families.
That was Xiaomin Li of Old Dominion University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.